Greetings. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays. It's time for a Christmas episode. I'll maybe do another one later on, but for now we'll just see what happens here. Usually we had snow. Can't think of too many Christmases where it didn't have snow. The thing that sticks in my mind is the stockings. I've always loved stockings, and my stocking was always full of candy and chocolate oranges and stuff that would rot my teeth, basically. And we didn't get that many gifts. The only one I really remember is, well, two actually. One was some music box, like an organ grinder would play, and I thought, well, you can't really do a lot with this. You just turn the handle and it makes this sound, and it was, shaped like a bread box, I guess, and it may have had a stick on the bottom that would be the same as an organ grinder would have, and that is one I remember. It had pictures on the outside, but I can't remember what the pictures were. The other one I remember is when we went to, with my dad, into the city and saw a minstrel show, yes, a complete minstrel show, complete with blackface and jokes and Mr. Interlocutor Man and all that. And it was, I believe it was put on by the management of one of the companies. Might have been a wire company or a chemical company, I'm not sure which. And at the end they gave out gifts. And I managed to get a pop gun. It was had a cork in the end, and you'd pull down the handle and pull the trigger and out would pop the cork. Mr. Show was pretty funny, and I had no idea at that time that it wasn't appropriate, but maybe at that time it was appropriate, or maybe it was never appropriate. But there sure weren't any African Canadians in that city. There might have been one or two, but I sure don't remember. As for trees, every year we'd go out and cut down a tree because we had, you know, forests just across the road from us. And every year I'd say, oh, there's no trees out there that are good enough. And I lived in the forest. I wandered around and I knew every tree, and I thought I did, and every tree and every everything that was out there. But somehow we'd always find a tree somewhere. And looking back at the family photos, a lot of them were very, very similar to Charlie Brown's trees. Spindly, not many branches, but hey, it was a Christmas tree, a real Christmas tree. I forget what we used as a stand or even if we watered it, but that was it. 2 years in a row, we wallpapered the ceiling of the what we used to call the cold kitchen. It was the, I guess it was the living room. And for 2 years in a row, we wallpapered it on Christmas Eve, which always entailed a lot of, let's say, cursing and swearing by my dad and stuff. He just didn't really like the job. But, you know, over the year, the expansion, contraction and stuff, the wallpaper would gradually fall down. And I don't even know if we had people over or if it was just something that my mom wanted done to make the place look better. But there we'd be on Christmas Eve wallpapering the ceiling in the living room. And I remember another time, a sad time actually. There was a fire in a house in the village. And we'd been to church. And the fire had been that morning, I think it was Christmas morning. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it was. And we didn't always go to church on Christmas Day, but this was the day that we decided to go. And the family were an immigrant family from Eastern Europe, I guess, yeah. And Eastern or Central. And their house had burned, and they didn't have any very much money. I don't know where he worked or whatever, but the daughter, I think she had a brother, and the mother and father were standing out in front of the home as we drove by, and the home was a rental, but it had burned down. And I felt very sad. I don't know why we wouldn't have invited them to share Christmas with us. I mean, we certainly had enough food. And they were just standing there looking very forlorn, and I don't know what happened to them after that. I do hope that somebody took them in, and it'd be so difficult. They wouldn't have known anybody. Their use of English was minimal at best. It was a sad situation, but that's the thing about fires. It was an area where there were lots of fires, barn fires and house fires, because heating was always usually wood or coal, and later on they got oil, but at that time mostly wood and coal for heating, and of course that led to open flames, and it led to fires. What else about Christmas? We always had a gigantic turkey. I'm talking a 30-pound turkey, and we'd cook it in the propane oven, which was, I think, reasonably small. And we had all the stuff. My mom would put sausage in the stuffing, and we'd have the gravy, and it was a great meal. It was Brussels sprouts, all the same stuff that we have now. Lots of starch, of course, but mom was a very good cook, and it wasn't, like big family times and happy and holding hands and all like that. It was mainly just, let's get to the table and eat. And every now and then there'd be some wine, and once they were finished, I'd have a little nip of wine or two. I remember that specifically one year. And the area around there, we obviously lived on a gravel road. And the plow would go by at different times if we had a lot of snow. And at that time, it did seem to me that we had a lot more snow than we do now. This was in the 50s and 60s, and I remember it being really bad snow by times, and so bad that the cars couldn't get through, couldn't drive, because at that time the cars were big and low and slow. And then the plow would come by, a big road grader with a plow attachment on it. And the hill that was just in front of our place, just to the west, often slowed down the plow. So you'd hear him go, and then slower and slower and slower, and then he'd back up halfway down to our pines, and then he'd rev it up and take a run at it. And the big snow was flying everywhere, and he'd make his way through. And then he'd come back the other way, of course, and the drifts on the side of the road, not the drifts, the stacking of the snow on the side of the road were very, very high, and we used to play on them. It was probably fairly dangerous. I remember one time I fell in front of a car, but she had slowed down and stopped, so otherwise I wouldn't be here. And the drifts, because the wind would come from the north sometimes, it'd be gigantic snow drifts. And we would crawl into them and try to make a little fort underneath and stuff like that. And I guess that was dangerous too, because if the snow had caved in, maybe they weren't that deep. Maybe in my memory they were deeper than they really were. So that was Christmas. We'd have some decorations around. We'd string popcorn on. We'd have a needle and string popcorn on. I think we ate some of it too, of course. And we'd make the sticky paper, and we'd made these chains out of sticky paper. You'd make a ring and glue it, and then you'd make another ring and glue it, and you'd have a paper chain. So pretty much we made all of our own decorations. And my mother's favorite story was her father was a Bell telephone pioneer, and back in the 40s and 30s, I guess, and he would take the lights from the switchboard If you ever seen some of the old movies and the detective films, there's a switchboard, and they'd hook up the calls with a line, direct line between two holes. Anyway, you know what I mean. And there were switchboard lights. All the little holes had lights on them, and he managed to get some excess or extra ones, and he made real Christmas lights out of switchboard lights, which was a cool thing at that time. I'm not sure how he did it, but he was a wizard with electrics and telephone and communication, all that, and he'd been in the First War. So that was my grandfather on my mother's side. So that would have been pretty interesting. Before that, of course, people used candles, if you can believe it. They'd put candles on the tree, and of course, that would lead to even more fires. Can't think of too much else. There were highlights, like we had a gumdrop tree and a plastic gumdrop tree. The two pieces fit together, and then you stick gumdrops on the. It was clear plastic. And I had it, but unfortunately, I put something on it and it broke. And it kind of broke my heart too at the same time, because that is one of the main Christmas memories I have is gumdrops. We always loved gumdrops in our family. And that, I guess, is pretty much it. If I think of anything else, I've had three or four memories to share with you. But that's it. So I'm going to be alone this Christmas, the first time in my life. And I just thought I'd get this over with before, long before the day. So it's the 12th today or something like that? The 10th? December 10th. So in a couple of weeks, it'll be Christmas. And if I think of any more, I'll do another show. But I wanted to get this over with before I started to feeling really melancholy, as I'm pretty sure I'm going to. But that'll be it. Okay, so happy holidays. Thanks for listening. If you have comments, write them in below. We're getting actually people who listen to the podcast. I haven't advertised it. I haven't put it up on iTunes or any of the Google Play Store or anything. I'm still working at getting the episodes done, and then I'll start to advertise it. But if you happen upon us, say hi, say you liked it or you didn't like it or it sucks or whatever. But we do appreciate any feedback, and we do appreciate you stopping by and listening. Happy holidays, crew. Thanks. Maple Leaf Man signing out.